Welcome to Grub and Grace, where bread puns happen when you yeast expect them. I'm your host, Mark Flower, and this podcast is my learning journey via discussions with friends as we share a meal. Today's episode will be a bit different than usual, as I will be talking about the cultural practices and traditions around the world regarding giving thanks for food before and after a meal. We'll uncover its origin, historical significance, and why this practice spans across every culture and religion. So, let's dig in. Historically, the practice of giving thanks can be traced back to ancient times. In many early cultures, including Greeks, Romans, and Egyptians, offerings and prayers were made to deities before meals. These rituals were seen as a way to ensure divine favor, punish wrongdoers, and acknowledge the gods' role in providing sustenance. In fact, according to Adrian Boutesh in his book, Bless This Food, Ancient and Contemporary Graces from Around the World, giving thanks started with the earliest man, evidenced by the 30,000-year-old drawings of horses and bulls in the Lascaux Caves of southwestern France. Boutesh writes, "The extraordinary art in these caves celebrates animals as both a gift from the Almighty and sustenance on earth. To me, these paintings are pre-language symbolic thought, an illustration of thanksgiving for life-sustaining food." Laurel Schneider, a theologist, writes in her book, Polydoxy, Theology of Multiplicity and Relation, says that in the time before pasteurization and refrigeration, blessings may have been part purification. We pray that this food will not mysteriously kill us, which was often prayed along with simple gratitude and the practice of pleasing God, the spirits, or the ancestors. Food is not ours to begin with, but loaned to us by those entities, keeping us humble and in proper harmony. I do like the universality of blessing food, she says. It reminds us that our bodies are part of spirituality too. The term saying grace itself has deep roots, particularly with Christianity. The term comes from the ecclesiastical Latin phrase, gratiarum actio, acts of thanks or thanksgiving. Although many sources state that the theological use is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means favor or kindness, and is a derivative of the word gratis, which means pleasing. Theologically, the act of saying grace as seen in the Bible, Jesus and Paul prayed before meals, as seen in Luke 24:30 or Acts 27:35. This practice reflects the belief that humans should thank God, who is the origin of everything. In the Christian tradition, saying grace has its own set of origins. The practice is believed to have been influenced by the Last Supper, where Jesus gave thanks before breaking bread with his disciples. Even though the act of giving thanks predates Christianity throughout the Psalms as well as Judaic prayers. Early Christians adopted this practice, and it gradually became a widespread custom in Christian communities around the world until present times. I had the opportunity to sit down with several of my friends and ask them how they give thanks.
Yeah, great question, Mark. So definitely, I guess getting down to the bottom of it, right, comes from our belief in Christ and our belief in God, the God of the Bible. So foundation of why we give thanks or pray before a meal. And really, our family has really started saying exactly that. Let's give thanks. So that's kind of how we communicate that to our kids before we pray. So 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So, hey, what better opportunity than before a meal to give thanks? You know, so that's the first verse. And so why would we want to give thanks to God, right? Comes from James 1:17, and it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." And so, again, if we see God's word as authoritative and that every word of God is true, James 1:17 would tell us that everything we have, every good gift, every perfect gift, everything comes from the Father. And so, as a response to that giving, we give thanks. Deuteronomy 6:7-9 says, "You shall teach them," and so this is Moses writing, and this is kind of the instructions for the people, but essentially it's saying, "These teachings that I'm giving you, you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. So again, the teachings of the Bible, as parents, we need to be teaching our children at every opportunity about who God is. What does the Bible say about every aspect of life? How does the gospel impact every area of our life? And so meals are a wonderful time to teach our children about that. And then the last verse, Acts 17:28, says, "For in him," that is Jesus, "we have," or "for in him we live and move and have our being." I love that verse. In Jesus, we live, we move, we have our being. So in other words, there is nothing, we have nothing in ourselves that makes us live, right? Everything we have, everything that gives us sustenance, everything that allows us to have our being, to live, comes from God's hand. And so, again, giving thanks before a meal is just one opportunity through the day to teach our children and to give thanks to God for his abundant blessings.
It's probably because I was taught to do it from a young age. I was born to a family of Christian parents. My dad actually is a pastor. And so from the earliest memory I had, and I do the same with my kids, I was told to say grace before a meal. That's why I give thanks. But beyond that answer, of course, as I got older and now, you know, with a relationship with God, with Jesus, it is from a heart of gratitude, right? And that's, of course, the Bible answer. But I think on a personal level, like sometimes, yeah, I feel like it is just ingrained in me. And then sometimes I do have to remind myself that it comes from a place of gratitude, and that we should be grateful for every little thing, even for something as regular of a meal that we here in the first world get to enjoy. So that's why I give thanks.
I think it comes from my background of being raised under my parents. They said, you know, before we eat dinner together, we're always going to pray. So it became this like habitual learned thing that I did. Yeah, but now as an adult, I think I do it because it's a nice time to pause throughout the day. You know, we eat typically three meals, and so it's a nice time to pause and pray. I typically pray for the food, but also things that are on my mind, kind of like as a way to interrupt my day and to focus back on God.
I learned about giving thanks before a meal, I think, from my grandmother, who was Catholic, and she used to always do the Catholic prayer, which was Father God, Holy Spirit, and did the whole cross with like the tapping of the forehead to the middle of the chest, to the left of the chest, and then to the right, and crossing over. But I really learned and kind of ingrained the habit of giving thanks before a meal after I became a Christian, or after I started going to church. And a lot of times when I do it, it's not like I really think much about it or even put a lot of value into it. The times that I put the most value into it is actually when I'm not with Christians, right? When I'm with other Christians and I pray, it's a little bit less meaningful. It's more out of habit that I do that, right? We should give thanks to God. Like it's not a big deal. We should always just give thanks to God because everything comes from God, right? But it's not something that I have a hard time doing at all, right? So I don't think about it all that much. If I'm at home, if I'm, you know, at church, then obviously I'm just going to pray before I eat. Whether there's people there or not, it's not very hard.
Why do I give thanks? Well, I'm always thankful if I'm with people for the people sitting with me, right? Whether it's family, friends, whoever, whatever. And I don't always give thanks, honestly. Should. I mean, I'm always thankful for food. I don't necessarily always say it, but yeah. And just, it's a good opportunity. It's a focused, like I'm about to do something. I'm sitting down, I'm relaxed. I'm about to do something that I enjoy, which is eating food. Right. And so it's a good time to stop real quick and reflect like, oh, this is great. Thank you, God. One, for your grace and provision that way. And for this food sitting in front of me and your provision that way too. And so simply put, yeah, that's why I give thanks.
The act of giving thanks before a meal is a ritual practiced around the world, but the specific ways we can do it vary widely. In Korea, for instance, many religions span the culture with their own practices. But a common practice that I am familiar with is saying "Chal mogosamnida," which contextually translates to "thank you for the meal." In Judaism, Birkat Hamazon has several stanzas and in Hebrew means "blessing on nourishment" or "grace after meals." Jews all over the world say a single line before eating, depending on the food they are blessing. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us fruit of the vine," for instance, is for fruit. In the Philippines, Igret men and women give thanks for the rice harvest by performing a dance called bumia, which includes movements imitating a rooster scratching the ground. In Hartford, Connecticut, the official birthplace of American Sign Language, gratitude for food is expressed using the sign for thank you. The signer moves a hand from the mouth forward to display a flat palm. In Ghana, thanks for a meal is simple. "Earth, when I am about to die, I lean on you. Earth, while I am alive, I depend on you." Chef and nutritionist Rebecca Katz, author of The Cancer Fighting Kitchen, mentions how our bodies benefit from a pause to give thanks. "Taking a moment of gratitude before you start eating," she says, "gives you the opportunity to breathe and fully take in the sight and smell of your food. This pause puts our body in a parasympathetic state, which takes us out of our default fight or flight state and makes food easier to digest." Whether it's a solemn prayer or a quick thank you, tradition of saying grace underscores a universal human experience, the appreciation for the sustenance that nourishes us. It's a reminder to pause and recognize the small everyday miracles that we often take for granted, all while giving thanks to God. That's it for today's episode of Grub and Grace. I hope you enjoyed this exploration of saying grace and its rich history. My challenge for you is to reflect upon what it means to you personally to give thanks. I want to give a big thank you to our guest for joining us on this episode. Music is by Fleece Mob with the song "Everything You Need." Graphics and visuals by Root and Branch Creative. Remember to visit our website, grubandgrace.com. That's grubandgrace.com, as well as our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Until next time, stay curious, keep an open mind, and celebrate the traditions that bring us all together. This week's recipe is a stunning blood orange tart with its vibrant citrus flavor and beautiful presentation. It's the perfect dessert to impress. Visit our website for the full recipe and tips to make this elegant treat at home. Enjoy!